All right, welcome back to the Mega Pop Quiz. We're now beginning lap number 7 with question 127. What do you learn that one should say Krishma at least 4 amas away from Soa? That's on Daf. Chaf Hey, good. Question 128. Where do we learn that one should not make his tefillah like a burden? That's on Daf. Chaf Tes, good. Number 129. Where do you learn that Kavod HaBrius isn't Docha Alosase? That's on Daf. Yud Tes, good. 130. Where do you learn about the 3 Mishmaros, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the evening and the corresponding signals down here on earth? That's on Daf. Gimel, good. Question 131. What do you learn about the day the doors of the basement should open when Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi of the basin? That's on Daf. Chav Ches, good. Number 132. Where do we have the machlokas regarding what takes precedence, a shalim or a large piece of bread? That's on Daf. Lamates, good. Question 133. Where do we have the sugya of erva? That's on Daf. Chav Dalad, good. Question 134. Where do we have concerns about haughtiness? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Great. Question 135. Where do we learn why Takanas Ezra was enacted specifically for Baal Keri? That's on Daf. Chav Beis. Good. 136. Where do we learn that one can't say Kriya Shema in front of an empty chamber part? A Grav Shel Rei. That's on Daf. Chav Hey. Good. Number 137. Where do we learn that the gates of tears are never closed? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis, great, good. Question 138. Where do we have the Malkus regarding what's considered the end of a meal that requires someone to stop and recite Birchas HaMazon? That's on Daf. Mem Beis, good. Question 139. Where do we learn the bracha on wheat flour? Kimcha Dechita, that's on Daf. Lamed Vav, good. 140. Where do we learn about inappropriate behaviors during davening? That's on Daf. Chav Dalad, good. Question number 141. What are you going about the concept of Taf Shlumim in Tefillah? That's on Daf. Chav Vav, good. Question 142. Where's the first time you learn about the value of greeting a Melech? That's on Daf. Tes, good. Question 143. Where do we learn about the 5 ways the Neshama is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's on Daf. Yud, good. Question 144. Where do you learn a Kadosh Baruch Hu resides in the Dalet Amos of Halacha since the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash? That's on Daf. Ches, good. Question 145. Where do you learn that a worker can say Kriya Shema up in a tree? That's on Daf. Tezayin, good. Question 146. Where do you learn about Birchas Kriya Shema? 3 in the morning, 4 in the evening. That's on Daf. Yudov, good. And finishing up, lap number 7. With question 147, where do you learn Ein Chavush Matir Atzmo Bibes Asurim? A person can't free himself from his own prison. That's on Daf. Hey. All right, so now we're going to conclude this mega pop quiz with lap number 8, beginning with question number 148. What do you learn about the 3 things that the Malach HaMavis said to Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, one of them being that one should not take a shirt from the butler in the morning? That's on Daf. Nanalov, good. Question 149. What do you learn about the 4 people that should bench Gomel and the 3 people that need Shemira? That's on Daf. Nandalad, good. Question 150. Where do you learn about David HaMelech's Kinor? That's on Daf. Gimel, good. Question 151. Where do you learn that Takanas Ezra was modeled after Har Sinai? That's on Daf. Chaf, good. Excellent. Number 152. Where do you learn about Kriya Shema Ohamita? That's on Daf. Hey, great. 153. What do you learn about forgetting Yal V'Yavo and Tefillah and benching on Rosh Chodesh and the difference between them? That's on Daf. Memtes, great. Question 154. Where do we have the Makos regarding whether one is required to be Soma Gula Tefillah by Mariv? That's on Daf. Dalad, good. Question 155. Where do you learn about the importance of having a Makam Kavua? That's on Daf. Vav, good. Question 156. Where do you learn that Chasen is Pata from Kriyashma? That's on Daf. Tezayin, good. Question 157. Where do we learn Gadol Shemusha Shatori Yosmi Lamuda? It's great to serve a Talmud Chacham than to learn from him. That's on Daf. Zayin, great. Question 158. Where do we learn that one should daven amidst the Simcha Shal Mitzvah? That's on Daf. Lamed Aleph, great. 159. Where do we the question regarding 2 people saying Shema in the same bed? That's on Daf. Chav Dalad, good. Question 160, where do we learn what the brachas in the tefillahs of Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and Atinus correspond to? That's on Daf. Chav Tes. Good. Question 161. Where do we learn what one should do if he came late to shul? That's on Daf. Chav Aleph. Good. Question 162. Where do we learn that two people can make the third person in the group interrupt his meal to join their Zimun? That's on Daf. Mem Hey. Good. Question 163. Where do we learn that the Baal Bais, it's the host that breaks the bread, but it's the guest that says Birchas Hamazon so he can say the Yiratzon in the Birchas Hamazon? That's on Daf. Mem Vav. Good. 164. Where do we learn what one should do if they've got to make the bracha and they still have the food in their mouth? That's on Daf. Nun. Good. Question 165. Where do we have the Malkokas regarding whether one says Hamotzi or Motzi? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good. 166. Where do we have the question regarding when one can make a bracha on behalf of a group? That's on Daf. Mem Beis. Good. Question 167. Where do we learn that one can speak after a motzi in certain situations before people eat the bread? That's on Daf. Mem. Good. And finishing up the eighth lap with question 168. Where do we learn the bracha on rice? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Excellent. We've now completed the Megapop quiz, but I'm going to ask one more question because I suspect that it was not included here. I may have doubled up one of the questions. The question is, which daf do we learn about the importance of being Mesameach HaChasan? That's on Daf. Vav. Great. We've now concluded the Megapop quiz. 168 questions on 168 topics over 56 brought from the beginning of the Masechta all the way to Daf Nun Zayin. Yishkoyach for taking this quiz. It's quite remarkable, and we're going to finish up next week with the Siyum pop quiz on the entire Masechta. Again, you can come back to this Mega Pop quiz throughout the week just to sharpen the saw and develop even greater fluency with the Simanim. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.